It's time for another episode of The Lowdown with your host, David Beach. You can find The Lowdown on NOSSAOnline.com, bringing you news, information, and an assortment of unusual opinions. Dealing with short and tall, covering it all in weekly live recorded broadcasts from locations throughout the world and from its broadcast studios in lovely Pasadena, California. You can email the show at lowdowndavid@gmail.com or follow along with the exploits at lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. And now, please welcome to the microphone, David Beach.
And another episode begins. This is episode number 3, if you're playing them in order. If not, it's episode number 3, which, you know, playing them in order wouldn't hurt. Now, here's the deal. It's a podcast. I occasionally forget it's a podcast. Don't have to record it live. Could stop, edit, go back, retrace my thoughts, get everything nice and clean, and that's not how I do it. I'm used to radio. That's how it's going to be. So it's going to be live. You're going to hear noises in the background. We are in our studio once again with Wally, the engineer back there, and Wally brought me a gift. I have a new microphone, and oddly enough, it seems as though it's going to be really loud. Is it okay so far? If we need to, we can edit it in post. Unlike the live show, we'll just bring my volume down. All right, and here's another thing. We have been on the air, technically, for 45 minutes. Technically, we've had 3 episodes, 45 minutes, so give me a break. 45 minutes is hard to make changes. Now, we do have some changes. I said I was going to have a co-host. Co-host is a flake. He's probably going to be listening to this, and he's a flake. He did not show up, did not come here. Can't have a co-host if he's going to be a flake. So we're going to have to work on that. Right now, the co-host I was hoping for is a waste of human flesh. And if he's listening, he's going to know that's exactly how I feel about him. Now, he's a great guy, but we disagree on a lot of things. And right now, we disagree on time schedule, so he couldn't come in and help us out. But we will continue. And next week, on our episode, somehow we're going to begin our series of interviews with guys from NOSA. NOSAOnline.com is the website you're probably going to get this podcast. We're going to have that. We're going to be talking to them, asking questions, and this is where it begins being a podcast because it's not going to be live. I'm going to pre-record the conversations. I'm going to find out, you know, about the website, about what they're hoping to achieve, about what's going on with the people, all that stuff. We're going to ask them questions as to why they started. You name it. They're listening right now going, okay, what's he going to ask? What's going to happen? So we're planning on having that being a part. And right now I'm watching the meter. Wally, it's going red. Are you sure it's going to sound okay? All right. This new microphone it's louder. It's actually, if you listen, you can hear a clock in the background. This may be too sensitive a microphone. It sounds like we're doing 60 minutes or something. And if I breathe in too much, I feel like I'm doing Garrison Keillor. And I'm going to be doing a little like We'll Be Gone. And hearing me breathe through my nostrils. Sorry, that's just one of the things about Garrison that is kind of amusing. I say his first name like we're personal friends. I just happen to listen to his radio show. All right, so let's get on with it. For those of you who are wondering just how close to time you are hearing this episode, here's what's going on in the news. This is our little time stamp. Geraldine Ferraro, no longer a part of the Hillary Clinton campaign. I'm assuming she will have a part with it, but she has essentially resigned from whatever position she had, which wasn't an official position, so she could say what she wanted. Unfortunately, she said something that was she said it was taken out of context. I'm not exactly sure what sort of context you could put that in that would make sense, but what she said was deemed inappropriate and rightfully so. Let's see, Governor Spitzer, no longer the governor, and I'm actually looking at a picture right here of the lovely woman that managed to take Governor Spitzer out of the governorship. She went by the name Kristen. I don't know, $4,000 an hour for Kristen. Now, she's not an unattractive woman. And then I'm thinking, well, how can you possibly spend $4,000 on a woman? And it dawned on me that the ex-wife cost me about $20,000, and Kristen, I'm sure, was a great deal more pleasant to be with at the end. There was probably a happy ending to that. Nonetheless, moving on, that's where we stand. Now, and that brings up an interesting point. Let's talk about Geraldine Ferraro. Okay, she made a comment about Barack Obama and how he would not be where he was were he a white man. Now, this is a comment that could cause and did cause a great deal of furor. And we are now at a situation that I have noticed just looking at the website Craigslist. I noticed several things going on that will relate directly to what this episode, what this podcast is about. This is what's bugging me. We are coming up on St. Patrick's Day. And I have seen at least four advertisements, at least in the last 2 days, looking for short people to portray leprechauns in bars. Now, they mention short people, and I know that having had a background in carnival work and being a big fan of professional wrestling, that's not the term they usually use. And I'm going to say the M word because I don't want to offend anybody, and that is a taken as a slur. But being a fan of professional wrestling, I know they use the M word when they're talking about wrestling. And no one's going to get upset about actually saying the word, but it's an offensive term. And since I say it's an offensive term, then therefore maybe somebody will be upset. So I'm not going to use it, but let's stick with the M word for a moment. Now, here's my question. I have a background in theme park performing. I have a background in carnival and fair performing, and I know sideshows. I grew up going to sideshows and seeing them. And a big staple in the sideshows, this is why I'm not in radio, I keep saying it. The big staple for sideshows was what they now refer to as little people. And there were other, essentially, in quotes, freaks, oddities, that sort of thing. Now, a lot of people got in and were offended by sideshows and stopped that, putting those people out of work. Therefore, they lost their main income. Now, I don't think the people who ended the sideshows made sure that the performers in the sideshows managed to continue making money. I wouldn't be surprised, exactly like the rats that people go in and free that are in there to help study cancer and study diseases. They let them free. They go into the wild. They carry those diseases out there. They don't care about the animals. They care about their point of letting them go. In the same sense that the people who shut down the sideshows didn't really care about the people, in fact, making sure that they were okay once they got out, but basically taking away their income. So here's my question. With St. Patrick's Day coming up and little people being looked upon as possible uses for leprechauns, is this offensive or is this just another source of income and people taking advantage of their physical stature? Is that a plus or a minus? Now, you see, I have had also a background as being an MC for professional female mud wrestling. Not a career I'm proud of, but nonetheless, I made a lot of money. Now, there were those people who'd say it was demeaning to women. And being the MC at that event, I can tell you that yes, on the outside, it was demeaning to women in the sense that it treated them like objects. But I know for a fact, anytime a man stepped into that ring, they dealt with a woman who literally just kicked them around the ring. There was no demeaning within the ring. They had complete control. And part of the attraction was the men thinking they were in control when in reality, they weren't. Now, these wrestlers made a lot of money. I walked out of there with hundreds of dollars of cash in my pocket. And I know the women who wrestled also walked away with it. So the question is, was it truly demeaning to women or were there people who felt as though it was demeaning and stopped these women from getting an income? I'm torn. It was an interesting job to watch men think they would be in control and then step out in the ring and get beat up. Is it the same sense with having someone who's short and has a stature that is the height of what they would consider a leprechaun, whatever that would be, to put on a leprechaun outfit and make some money running around a bar? Is that okay for the people who do it? Should it not be done? I mean, I have a newspaper article here that talks about a guy in New York, a Mexican restaurant, who drew complaints from an organization for having short people, a 4'4" employee, walking around serving customers chips and salsa from his sombrero. So he was using his height, getting a probably relatively amount, a good amount of pay, and I would assume not embarrassed by it. He wasn't being enslaved by this work. He wasn't being, you know, beaten down by it. But is it okay? Is it something we need to stand up for? Do we need to stop this use of little people, of people of short stature, to be a leprechaun? I played a dwarf in Snow White. I was not actually a dwarf. I would have been more offended by the fact that they had people who weren't dwarves playing dwarves. And yet, if they'd had dwarves playing dwarves, then there would have been insult to, well, we have dwarves on stage. It's one of those sides. I'm curious where you stand. I would like to find out. So please, write me, email me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com, and let's see what this is, because that's what this podcast is all about, finding out what situations we can help with. If we do need to stop this, if you truly feel as though this is some sort of demeaning of people of low stature, of shorter stature, of people, or even the tall people, the people who are like seven, what, that's the tallest person in the world. I had that note right here. Tallest person in the world, according to records I found, was Robert Pershing Wadlow, who stood at 8 feet, 11 inches. That guy's tall. And you know, he probably would have made good money in the sideshow if he didn't already. Let's face it, he is something you're interested in seeing. And it's, I would be amazed by that person. The tallest woman, Sandy Allen, at 7 foot 7 inches. Is it demeaning to, if the person wants to do it, can the person decide that that's what I've chosen to do? The sideshow performers, if they're of sound mind and body and say, this is my income, this is what I enjoy doing, is it something they should be allowed to do? Or is it something that we need as a society to say it has to stop? This is just one of those questions I'm curious about. And I came across a word, I didn't get a chance to look at this, Wally. Did you look it up? Anastemophilia. I'm going to have to look it up after the broadcast, and then I'll talk about it. Anastemophilia is attracted to people of different height. It's you're attracted to people of different height. That's actually the word for it. Anastemophilia. So anyway, okay, that's the news today. That's what we're talking about, that sort of issue, finding out with St. Patrick's Day upon us, if when you see one of those Craigslist ads or when you see somebody actually doing that, is that something you need to take care of? And before we actually wrap up the broadcast, because it is just 15 minutes of time here behind the microphone, which for my co-host, see, it's only 15 minutes of time, you loser. You could have joined me for that. Okay, so here's the final thing we're going to wrap up with. This is the email I got last week. Put it on the podcast. I'm going to put it on there again. I will continue doing it until October 2008. The exact date, I'm not sure, but it will be announced soon. And you can get it in your email. This is especially for the NOSA. See, I said it right this time. NOSA. I screwed it up before that, but then I said it right this time. NOSA. NOSA Annual Convention in 2008. Convention will be held in New Jersey in October 2008. Each attendee will be responsible for the purchase of their own dinner, but there are no other fees involved. The convention will consist of the annual board meeting and a dinner/social. Only members and special guests may attend the convention. You must contact NOSA and pre-register in order to attend. For the latest information, please visit www.nosaonline.org/meeting-events/annual-convention.html. You can email or call at 1-888-NOSA, N-O-S-S-A, E-Z, or the numbers for those of you who can't do that number conversion to letters, 1-888-667-7239. So that's your information about the convention. I'm hoping to go. I would love to be there. Oh, you know what? This goes back to this. Being a fan of professional wrestling, talking about the leprechauns, if you watch professional wrestling, if you have that sort of time in your life, big fan WWE, Hornswoggle. He's a little guy. He plays a leprechaun. And he played Vince McMahon's son, which, you know, if you're not a fan of wrestling, this is pointless. But they refer to him as in every possible demeaning way, and they've kind of pulled back on the words, but they definitely refer to him as being an oddity, and how Vince McMahon could give birth to this oddity. And yet, I bet you the guy who plays Hornswoggle, and I'd first put money on the fact his name isn't Hornswoggle, but I bet he makes a good handful of cash. Good? Bad? Should it be something people complain about? I don't know. That's up for you guys to decide, and you can let me know. All you have to do is write me at lowdowndavid@gmail.com, or check out the blog where we keep track of what happens each episode, and that is lowdownpodcast.blogspot.com. And we're going to hook this up, and you're going to actually be able to get this podcast through iTunes. We're going to set it up where you can listen to it. And here's the big news, besides the fact we have a new microphone, beside the fact I'm going to have interviews with the NOSA people coming up, there's going to be, I saw at least 5 names I'm going to talk to. And where was I? Let's see. We got a co-host coming in. We've got a podcast. Oh, I know what it is. This is it. We're going to change when the podcast gets recorded. I am completely set upon the fact that every Monday morning, as soon as Nosa gets stepped, which, you know, I can't say when that's going to happen, but they're darn quick over there. They're right on top of it for this silly podcast, which I'm impressed by, because it's just me. As soon as it'll be up Monday morning, as soon as they possibly can, or at least they will receive it Monday, and then hopefully they'll get it up. You can start your week by listening to the podcast and checking out what's going on. And if it really goes well, hey, you know what? I can probably find 15 minutes every day to keep you abreast of the situation, abreast of the news that affects each and every one of us, short to tall. We're going to cover it all right here on The Lowdown. That's it for today. 15 minutes has come and gone. I've had a great time, and it's going to get better. We've been on the air for 45 minutes. We're going to be on the air for a great deal longer. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.